Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about doing what I feel like. We all have this hope to be able to do what we feel like. Doesn't always work out, but when it does, it feels really great. So we'd like to understand, where does it come from, and how can we use it in order to live life to the fullest? Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, today people have this inner feeling that it's really important to do what I feel like, not to take anyone into consideration. It gives me a feeling that I'm realizing myself, I'm living out my truth, that this way I can discover new horizons, discover new things, innovations. It pushes me to do different things, to expand my boundaries, and to really live life. And I'd like to start with a question of, where does this desire or feeling come from? Why now? We know that life wasn't always this way, that I want to do what I feel like. It's our ego that's erupting. We're living in a time where man's ego suddenly wants to grow boundlessly, demanding of a person different achievements. Suddenly you want to climb the highest mountain, you want to fly to outer space, you want to dive in the ocean deep, and so on and so forth. Meaning, you see what Hollywood shows you and so on, so why not me? And so our ego is getting this kind of imagination that it's already there in all of these movies, under all of these influences. I go on the internet, I see what goes on in the world, I'm as if a part of it, I'm in it, and by that I expand my vessels of reception. I expand my own perception. And you can't compare a contemporary person with a person from the past. Suppose I was to South America, North America, all these European countries, Iceland, Ireland, China. I traveled all around the world. Now I'm traveling to India to a wedding of one of my students. And it's as if, you know, you're unlimited. And I traveled to all these places already several times. And really, no limitations. So, after watching all of these movies and photos from all around the world and hearing from people, that are in different places, that have different professions, that develop different things, I see that I want everything. I want to be the greatest painter and musician and everything. I want everything. The only problem is that I can't. But I can at least touch everything. So I fly to Germany. I listen to some special orchestra. I come to Milan, so I watch theater, and so on and so forth. We have options. Man is really unlimited. He's starting to go crazy. How will I swallow this entire planet? There are two really interesting things that you just mentioned that I'd like to ask about. You said that the ego gets this kind of imagination, that it's a part of all of these things, that it's in all of these things that it gets from the outside. What does that mean? How does it suddenly get this feeling? Were I not to see that there is anything in the world besides my own village? Actually, once I was in Ireland, and my car broke down, and I took it to this auto repair shop in this place that wasn't exactly a village, it was a bit larger. There were several shops there, and a few auto repair shops there, a large village. Yeah, suppose. And I talked to the mechanic who repaired my car, and I asked him how to reach such and such a place, and he said, I can only tell you the way to the nearby village. And why not beyond? He says, I've never been there. Can you imagine a person, and he was 40, maybe even 50, I don't know. He never left his village. He lives there. He feels good. He doesn't need more. Whereas I, who is running around both because of my profession and also because of my character all over the world, something completely different. So what I want to say is that today's world gives a person the ability to broaden his horizons limitlessly. But because the ego is burning in a person, his ego is calm and he feels good this way. He comes home, he has his beer. First of all, black beer, you know, it's Ireland. And then he goes fishing, there's a nice lake. I still have photos from there because I had to wait till they repair my car. And that's it. And for him, it's enough. He catches a few fish, brings them home, he's happy that he did it, he watches soccer, sits, drinks his beer. That's it. So the ego today absorbs this very broad influence that works on a person and starts feeling that it's unlimited in its abilities. You said that a person wants to touch everything, kind of. He has this inner aspiration to be what? Everywhere and everything. To taste everything, know everything, to really include everything. Our ego's growing and it wants for us to grasp the entire universe. Everyone wants to know everything about the universe, to feel it, experience it, not physically, but in my mind, in my understanding, in my consciousness, awareness. I want to understand everything, feel everything, to have everything inside of me. And that place of doing what I feel like, it gives a person, beyond the feeling that he includes many things, but it also gives him a feeling that he's connected to himself. Yeah. It gives him joy and satisfaction. True. Why? Because to begin with, a person is included of everything, consists of everything, and really, to begin with, he's meant to include all of reality. So we're in a period in time where a person can achieve that. Yeah, many people feel that. And our time is the beginning of the spiritual development in mankind. Now, when you said that today there is an infinite number of options, possibilities, complete abundance that on the one hand really confuses, on the other hand it gives a feeling of complete inner freedom that I can touch everything. So these options, they're what? Are they more confusing, or does it really allow us to enter new realms? Both. It confuses me in order for me to search for where's the entrance into this superior, higher perception of reality. And I get stuck and I really want to and I can't. And it's like a child that wants to do something and he's sweating and trying and it doesn't work. until he cries out. And this is what we're demanded to do, to cry out, to see that, the entrance into the upper reality, to understand the meaning of life, life itself, life before life, after life, meaning what happens after death, where did I come from, who am I, what for, all of these things, about the history of all these things, about how everything's managed and how it works. I want to know all of these things. Why? I have a need for it. Why? I can't say I was born with it and it only goes and grows. And so what follows is that this life allows me to do it. It does. Please, go ahead, try. And then what do I see? I see that I can't, but in the meantime, the deficiency grows until I reach the wisdom of Kabbalah because I have no choice. Can a person do whatever he feels like? What do you mean? Can a person do whatever he feels like? What do you mean, whatever he feels like? Everything. We can't. Physically, I can't jump off the roof. What do you mean, whatever I feel like? No, a person wouldn't want to do that because it's harmful. But theoretically, can a person do whatever he feels like to attain? If he has the desire for it, then it means that he can achieve it. So you're saying he wants and wants and wants, but at a certain point he falls into frustration because he feels that he can't. It means that he's lacking the tools, the vessels of reception for it. So he can study more, equip himself with further vessels, tools, and mind, and heart, and to advance that way. What can he eventually reach? It's boundless. We feel that there is a limit to these things. We feel that because we are limited to the extent to which we can broaden our vessels. We see that as we expand our vessels, it pulls us deeper in and opens up new questions that we answer, and it opens new questions, and this is how we develop. In the day-to-day world that we live in, what's the limit of what a person can achieve, and from what point and on does a person need new vessels, and what are they? Look, everyone wants to do what they feel like, right? This is an inner desire, but practically in life we see that it's not so. It doesn't work that way. I don't know. Not everyone gets married to the person they wanted to get married to. Not everyone has the job that they always dreamt about. Not everyone can allow themselves to fly to outer space even though that they want to do it. There are limitations. And how do you psychologists deal with it? So I'm saying that there are limitations. I'm not a psychologist, but there are limitations. That there's a certain limit to what a person can do, to what he can achieve. A person reaches a place where he has this great big desire and frustration because there is a ceiling that he can't cross. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is no such thing. There is no ceiling, there are no limits, no limitations. Everything's in your hands. But there are laws, conditions, rules that you have to learn and realize, and then you can attain it. So you're saying that it is possible to achieve this through the tools of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Any normal person can achieve what they want. Oh, and you want to ask about this? No. Okay, so I want to ask about a different aspect. We see that, on the one hand, people are becoming much more self-centered because of the "I feel like doing this." Because you understand that their demands are unrealistic. No one teaches them how to achieve what they feel like correctly. But really, it is impossible. Truly, it's impossible. Maybe it doesn't seem real, but there is no such thing. And this comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah. that it is impossible that a person has a certain thought or desire that he cannot realize. No such thing. If a person gets a certain desire in his heart or a thought in his mind, he will be able to attain it for sure. Even if right now he doesn't see how, of course he doesn't see how, but there is a way. When something awakens in me, a desire for something, I feel like doing something. Where does that come from? From your soul? From your vessel, that every time broken vessels appear there that are broken to begin with. Okay, so let's break down the process. It starts with feeling that I feel like doing something. Previously you said, oh, and look, if you feel like doing something, it's a sign that eventually, maybe you have to learn how to do it, but you'll be able to realize this feeling. Yes. Okay, this gives hope. So now this urge awakens in me. I feel like doing something. What's the next step? If I could immediately realize it, I wouldn't have to ask anything. But many times in life, I feel like doing something, but I can't achieve it. Why? There are many limitations. Maybe I don't have the means to do whatever I want. I want to travel to India. I can't travel to India right now. I have limitations at work, I have projects, maybe I don't have the money, a thousand different limitations of different kinds, so I feel like it, but I can't realize it. It's frustrating. I can't do what I feel like, as though I'm broken. I feel like doing it, but I can't realize it. Were you to correctly study these desires, these urges, you'd see that it is possible to realize them, to really realize them. Only the question is, how do you reach the correct realization? So it's not that eventually after you learn and study that you realize them the same way you want to now, that you take a plane ticket, you go to India, you travel in Bombay, Delhi, I don't know, different places. I was there. It's good. Interesting. There are amazing places there, really. But suppose I can't do it right now. And then you'll be able to understand that if you want to do it to the benefit of others, then you'll be able to realize it for sure. Others meaning who? I don't know who. Everyone besides Owen. But I feel like doing it. It's a personal thing, intimate thing. I feel like doing it. So do it, but only to the benefit of others. To the benefit of whom? For example, because you don't have someone that you want to benefit, therefore you're not given this opportunity. All the actions that are to our own benefit, which are in order to receive, reach a dead end. All actions that are in order to bestow to others are open before you. Please go ahead, whatever you want, but as long as it is for the benefit of others, to the benefit of others. Okay, so suppose now I have a desire to travel someplace. What do I have to find out? What do I have to understand? I feel like it. I do. It won't work this way. First of all, you have to change yourself from what we call in order to receive to in order to bestow. Explain, please. You have to change your nature to position yourself to the benefit of mankind. And then you start thinking, how can I do it? Now, the world consists of many people. I'm not the only one in the world. I feel like doing something, you feel like doing something else, and so does she. Many times, what limits me in realizing what I want is that I'm facing other people. Now, were everyone to do what they feel like, we'd have quite a lot of confrontations. So how can I do what I want, you do what you want, she does what she wants, and still that will... No. The sentence itself, to do what I feel like, is incorrect. It should be what I feel like doing to the benefit of mankind. Because what I feel like, it's my ego that awakens in me to the benefit of mankind. It means that I've already corrected it and I'm working with it in an opposite manner. And then there are no limitations and all the forces of nature and opportunities are open before me. Okay, you said that there's no such thing that can awaken in you that you can't realize, but there are different laws, rules, and reality that you have to learn. And if you adjust yourself to that, you can realize anything. So how do these two things go together? Because you just said that, no, you can't do everything you want. It's egoistic. But then, too, I said that it's in order to bestow. I didn't mention that. You said that there are laws in reality that I have to understand, and if I adjust myself to those laws operating in reality, then I can realize everything. Right? So what are these laws that if I realize them, everything opens up to me? Anything that you want to do to the benefit of mankind, you will be able to do and succeed if it really is to the benefit of mankind. So why do I have these desires that awaken in me that are not to the benefit of mankind, but to my own benefit? In order for you to correct yourself, what does to correct myself mean? To acquire this kind of attitude toward mankind. So when something awakens in me and I feel like doing it, it's a kind of invitation to examine my attitude toward mankind, meaning what? Everyone. Everyone. Everything besides yourself, everyone besides yourself. Okay, now, if I discover that it's not to the benefit of anyone else, but only to my own benefit, and still I feel like it. What can I do? I feel like it. I do. So, do what you're used to doing. Why are you asking me then? I can no longer help you. This state that Owen's talking about, are person's opportunities limited there, where it's to one's own benefit? Yes, of course they are, because it's against the laws of nature. We are in a bubble called nature, and this bubble works according to rules or laws that we call global integral laws, where all the parts of reality are interconnected by a general law that all of nature is interconnected in all of its parts. And there's something simple that it can work as long as the general system of nature is all the time in balance. And if we take this law into consideration, then we succeed in our personal actions because we're also included in this motion. And if we don't, and we do something that is seemingly to our own personal benefit, then we harm the general system of nature. And in return, we also get a negative response. There are people that they feel like doing something and they do it big time. Not necessarily in a positive manner. Sometimes on the way they destroy a lot. Right? And there's Owen who wants to, and it doesn't always work out for him. What's the difference between them? You're right, but we see reality in a very partial manner. Open our eyes. That if I see that someone's succeeding in a certain way, a thief, suppose. For example, don't worry, we're all thieves. If we're not doing whatever we're doing to the benefit of society in order to bestow to society, then we're all thieves. And if so, then I simply don't see the final outcome. One way or another, a person will have to pay because we're in this kind of bubble that's nature. which is a closed system, and all of its laws are absolute laws. And if someone's not exactly working in order to bring this system into greater and greater balance until we bring it to its final balance called the end of correction, then the more imbalance a person brings into the system, eventually he gets a response from it. So, not now, in the next world, in the next life, next incarnation. Not him, but through his relatives or something. But there has to be some kind of compensation, because nature is entirely, like we start seeing from ecology now, is entirely round. Okay, this kind of pressuring, because you said that it's a closed system, whatever I do there, it's registered, and for sure I'll get some kind of feedback. So if I brought something negative into this system, then for sure I'll get some kind of a negative response. Right. Okay, so now I feel a bit pressured, so I'll ask again. If I feel like doing something, eventually, when I feel like doing something, what am I supposed to do so that it'll be safe and so that later on I won't find out that I've arranged some big problem for myself or something, unknowingly? So how do I find out that it's safe? Practically, yeah. Make it so that on the way you are beneficial to other people. The simplest thing to do. This is something that I can do in everything. In everything, you will be able to find things that will be beneficial to other people. But the main thing are your thoughts. What do you mean? That you want to have good thoughts, and then you start seeing that your attitude changes. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do that? Or not do anything at all? And so on. In this kind of attitude where you take the benefit of others into consideration, by that you start changing all of your plans, your approach, your attitude. The entire world seems different when you put on these glasses of to the benefit of others. And then you start understanding all of nature, its program, the upper force that activates everything equally. And from there you start demanding and deciding and doing and something completely new. Dear friends, our time's up. Thank you very much for your time. It was amazing. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.